Good morning and welcome to our worship today. For all of you moms who are listening, I want to wish you a very happy Mother's Day. Let us begin with a prayer. Heavenly Father, on this day set aside to honor mothers, we thank you especially for the gift of Christian moms. Bless them always. Give them grace to set a good example for their families. Make them constantly mindful that their children are a sacred trust from heaven. Hold your protecting hand over them and give them strength for every task, courage for every trial, and trust in you that daily will grow stronger. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. We begin our service then in the name of Jesus our Lord, and by the power of the Holy Spirit we call on you, Heavenly Father. We approach you confidently, for we rely on Jesus, our Redeemer, for his full forgiveness of sins. By the Holy Spirit, increase our knowledge of you and your will for our lives and families. Fill our hearts with joy and peace into eternity. O Lord, our rock and fortress, assure us that because you live, we also shall live. In you we hope, our praise is for you. Amen. And we confess our sins. Forgive us, Lord, for allowing our selfishness to divide us from you and from members of our family. Pardon us for doing those things that result in strife between parent and child, between husband and wife, between you and us. Forgive our anger, jealousy, greed, and hatred. We ask you to restore us into our loving relationship with you and with each other. All through Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us hear the good news. Jesus says, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away, the new has come. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven. In the peace of forgiveness, we praise the Lord. Amen. And our prayer of the day reads, Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we commend to your care all the homes where your people live. Fill them with faith, virtue, knowledge, moderation, patience, and godliness. Bind together in enduring affection those who have become one in marriage. Let children and parents have full respect and affection for one another. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We turn to the Word of God and God's focus on the family. First of all, we'll hear from the Old Testament book of Proverbs, chapter 31, a loving wife and mom. Who can find a wife with strong character? Her value is greater than that of gems. Her husband's heart trusts her, and he never lacks wealth. She does good for him and not evil all the days of her life. Strength and honor are her clothing. And she laughs at the days to come. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and kind instruction is on her tongue. She keeps a close eye on the conduct of her household, and she does not eat bread that she did not work for. Her children rise up and bless her. Her husband rises up and praises her. Many daughters show strong character, but you have surpassed all of them. Charm is deceptive. Beauty is vapor that vanishes, but a woman who fears the Lord should be praised. Give her credit for the fruit of her hands, and let her accomplishments praise her in the city gates. This is God's Word. And we'll also hear a reading from Acts chapter 11. We're reminded that a Christian family encourages each other. Now those who had been scattered by the persecution that broke out when Stephen was killed traveled as far as Phoenicia, Cyprus, and Antioch, spreading the word only among Jews. Some of them, however, men from Cyprus and Cyrene, went to Antioch and began to speak to Greeks also, telling them the good news about the Lord Jesus. The Lord's hand was with them, and a great number of people believed and turned to the Lord. News of this reached the church in Jerusalem, and they sent Barnabas to Antioch. When he arrived and saw what the grace of God had done, He was glad and encouraged them all to remain true to the Lord with all their hearts. He was a good man, full of the Holy Spirit and faith, and a great number of people were brought to the Lord. Then Barnabas went to Tarsus to look for Saul, and when he found him, he brought him to Antioch. So for a whole year, Barnabas and Saul met with the church and taught great numbers of people. The disciples were called Christians first at Antioch. This is God's word. We then turn to our message today, which will come from John chapter 14. I know that it might be hard for you to picture this, but at our church, the very top of the cross on top of the steeple is the high point of the building. It always has been, and it always will be. And what's true of that point, the top of the cross, is also true of you and me. We are human beings created by God as the high point, the absolute pinnacle of His creation. After God created Adam and Eve, He quickly did something else. He established marriage and the Christian family. And since we are all part of Christian families, what does that tell you? It tells you that Christian families can have confidence. We can have confidence because of three gifts God gives: love, peace, and joy. These three blessings build confidence. We'll read then the words from John 14, 23 to 29. Jesus replied, "If anyone loves me, he will obey my teaching. My Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. He who does not love me will not obey my teaching. These words you hear are not my own. They belong to the Father who sent me. All this I have spoken while still with you. But the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. You heard me say, I am going away, and I am coming back to you. If you loved me, you would be glad that I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. I have told you now before it happens, so that when it does happen, you will believe." This is God's word. The letter, or the alphabet, begins with the letter A. The alphabet always starts with A. When talking about love, we always start with God's love for us. God's love for us always points to the cross. Think of it this way. Sin put you in prison. It locked you behind the bars of guilt and fear. Worse than prison, sin sentenced you to death and eternal damnation. And we didn't get a raw deal from the law. The judge wasn't out to get us. There was overwhelming evidence that convicted each one of us. In love, Jesus took our place. He put on an orange jumpsuit, became the criminal in our place. He went behind bars and took the guilt and fear. Even more amazing, He took the death sentence on Calvary's cross. By taking the punishment, our sin is paid in full. Love from Jesus, best displayed on the cross and wonderfully put in our hearts by faith, leads for us to love Jesus. And love for Jesus leads to obedience to His teachings. Once again, verses 23 and 24. Jesus replied, "If anyone loves me, he will obey my teaching. My Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. He who does not love me will not obey my teachings. These words you hear are not my own. They belong to the Father who sent me. obey? Is that positive, or does it bring negative thoughts? Obey. Willing or unwilling actions? Obey. Freedom or restriction? Well, you might be surprised. I have in my hand a couple of visual aids that I will be able to share with the congregation. You're going to have to picture them through this computer. A stone. I have a stone in my hand. A stone obeys one law, gravity, and it sits motionless. The next thing I have is a worm. A worm obeys two laws, gravity and motion. It crawls along the ground. A bird obeys three laws, gravity, motion, and aerodynamics. And it can perch, walk, or fly. Well, which one has the most laws? Which one is subject to the most laws? Which one has the most freedom? It's the one with the most laws. The bird has the most freedom. For Christians, obeying God's law results in maximum freedom. We're free to serve. Free to serve our Lord, our families, our fellow Christians. I want you to take another look at that rock. Martin Luther used a wonderful analogy. He asked, can a rock like this that has been in the sun all day not fail to give off warmth at night? Can a Christian who has lived in the sunlight of God's love not fail to give off the warmth of that love? The rock doesn't give off warmth by itself. It gives off warmth because it's exposed to the sun. We as Christians give off love because we're exposed to the warmth of the S-O-N, the true sun. Christian families can have confidence. It's built through love. But confidence is also built through peace. I'll read verses 25 to 27. All this I have spoken while still with you. But the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things, will remind you of everything I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Do not be afraid. The peace that Jesus gives is spiritual, not physical. Don't think for a moment that young moms can really find any peace in their lives. Maybe once the kids are tucked in at bed at night, but that probably only peace lasts a few minutes until they fall asleep. The peace that Jesus gives to moms, to you and to me, to our families, to all, is the peace in our hearts. It's the peace in our souls. That peace takes away the guilt of sin, the fear of death, the awful feeling that we frantically are running around here and there with no real goal or purpose in our lives. A small, uninhabited part of Jamaica is known as the land of look behind. During the days of slavery, runaway slaves from sugar plantations often tried to escape through that lonely, barren territory. They were always pursued by angry slave owners with dogs and guns. Wouldn't that be a terrible place to live, in the land of look behind? Wouldn't that be a terrible way to live? Always looking over your shoulder, always afraid, never having peace? Thanks to Jesus and His Spirit, we don't have to live in that place or live that way. Peace, Jesus says, I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Do not be afraid. The Holy Spirit gets at the heart and core of fear by getting at the heart and core of what causes fear. Let's say your car is running poorly. It's not purring like a kitten, but coughing like a 3-pack-a-day smoker. So you take it to a mechanic. Instead of lifting the hood and checking the engine, he suggests what your car needs is a good wax job. Well, if that sounds silly, it's no more silly than telling a person who's battling depression to buy a new toy to take their mind off of it. Or someone who's in a troubled marriage just to bail out and get a divorce, or someone struggling with a persistent sin. Oh, just blame someone else or something else. Those don't get at the heart and the core of the problem. The Holy Spirit does, by giving us peace. Peace is the gospel, the good news of Jesus. Peace is the love of God. Peace is the forgiveness of sins. Peace brings confidence to Christian families, and so does joy. Confidence is built through joy. Verses 28 and 29. Jesus said, "You heard me say, I'm going away and I'm coming back to you. If you loved me, you would be glad that I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. I have told you now before it happens, so that when it does happen, you will believe." Parting is such sweet sorrow. That's what Juliet said to Romeo. And what she meant was that she was sad to say goodbye, but excited to see Romeo again. Well, that's what Jesus was saying. He wasn't scolding his disciples for the sadness of his goodbye. Rather, he was focusing on the joy of seeing him again, and also the joy of carrying on his work after he left. The joy that Jesus gives us doesn't mean that we're never going to have a bad day. There will be nicks and cuts and bumps and bruised days. There will be deep cuts that quickly bleed the joy out of us. There will be death blows that completely suck all happiness from our lives. Satan will use these to take little jabs at our faith, or to really land blows to our faith, or to try to completely destroy our faith. The joy that Jesus gives is what keeps us going on the bumps and bruises days, the deep cut days, the death blow days. It's a joy that comes with forgiveness, peace, and love. It's a joy that comes with Jesus' promise that he will never leave or forsake us. On a trip to Williamsburg, Virginia, to celebrate their 25th wedding anniversary, Roy and Karen Pike slammed into a truck parked along the shoulder of the highway, and they were killed instantly. They left behind 3 sons, ages 10, 17, and 18. Kevin, the middle son, told how in the ache of the loss he discovered the powerful presence of God. He described it this way to his pastor. "Right now I see God as a shelf. Everything that I love, everything that is beautiful and brings joy to my life on that shelf has been moved or broken or changed around. But the shelf has not moved. God is that shelf, and I know that shelf will never be broken." Like heaven, we have that shelf. God is in our lives with his love, his peace, and his joy. Christian families can have confidence. Come what may, Christian families can have confidence. We pray the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. And we close then with the blessing. Brothers, sisters, go in peace. Live in harmony with one another. Serve the Lord with gladness. May the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look on you with favor and give you peace. Amen. God bless you. God bless your day. And once again, to all moms, grandmas, to all of you, Happy Mother's Day. Have a blessed day.